Hello all, and welcome to episode 82 of the Veg Grower Podcast, titled How I Grow Shallots. And today's day is the 19th of September, 2016. Coming up today, I have a few updates to discuss with you, and then I'm going to talk a bit about how I grow shallots. So firstly, what's been happening down the allotment? Well, I've been down there a bit, and I'm just trying to keep on top of weeds, which is easier said than done. However, with the evenings drawing in and the weather being so changeable, it's safe to say autumn is well on its way, which means that weeds shall slow down. I'm pleased to report that the tomatoes on the allotment are coping quite well with the blight after I gave them a good chop last week. They had a little blight, but nothing bad, and what was there, I gave a bit more treatment by cutting off the infected parts of the plants. However, the Crimson Crush has grown well and I harvested a tomato off it. I started harvesting some runner beans, but after harvesting a few, I noticed that one of the canes that these plants were climbing up had snapped. I then found a large bunch of runner beans on this part that had snapped, so it's my belief that the cane snapped due to the weight of the beans and most likely helped along with some wind. I have videos of these 2 points that will be released later this week for you to see what I'm talking about. The next point I would like to raise here is with the water butts. Now, with a large amount of water butts we've had lately, the water butt was full of water and in fact overfull and escaping over the side. I had set up an overfill tube to fill the next water butt, but it seems like the sow had shifted under the water butt stand and causing the water butt to not be level. This means that somehow I have to empty this butt and then level the ground and redo the water butts. This is not going to be a quick job, and as you all know, I hate to waste water. Now at home, over the weekend, my wife and I had a huge hack of the ivy, which has now let in a lot more light to the potting shed and veg plot. I've noticed that the soil is looking very light and fluffy. This is due to the chickens scratching the surface in hunt for slugs and seeds. During the day, I keep the girls in the pen, but when I'm home, I like to let them out so they can forage for more. In fact, as I write and record this episode, I'm watching them scratch around the plot with a drizzle rain in the air. Anyway, with the soil looking so good and weed-free, with thanks to the hens, it's made me think that perhaps it'll be worth building a detachable extension in the run, or to the run, in order to let the chickens do their thing more when the plot has nothing growing on it and I'm at work. As I implement this, I shall discuss this with you in the future. The sweet potatoes in the greenhouse appear to be growing well, looking at their foliage anyway. However, the actual sweet potato, how the sweet potato is doing, is only going to be revealed when I harvest them. The Crimson Crush tomatoes on this plot are growing well and producing a few tomatoes. In the same area, the pumpkin plant has spread nicely, but not producing any pumpkins. I'm happy to let this continue growing for now, and who knows, perhaps it will still produce some fruit. With thanks to the recent rain, the plants are really motoring on with their growing, which suggests to me that perhaps I should have watered more over the winter, of which means I need to capture more water. Again, this I shall come to in the future, as I have plans on what to do in order to make next year's growing a lot more successful. Okay, so that's this week's update. It's not a huge amount going on at the moment as it's harvesting time, but it'll soon be autumn when things really wind down in terms of growing, but this gives us many maintenance opportunities. Let's discuss growing shallots, as I shall be planting these. These vegetables was once only thought of being good for pickling. However, they are now seen as more of an upmarket, or more upmarket than their cousins, the onion. They are easy to grow, just like raising onions from sets, except that instead of only getting one larger onion, onion. Each shallot surrounds itself with a cluster of 5 to 6 offsets that plump up equally. I like to plant some shallot sets in September and again in February or March by simply burying the sets in the soil so that they are just covered. If any tips show, I find that a bird pulls them out. If this happens, I simply plant again and hope for the best. I like to give the sets about 20 centimetres of space between the sets. With seeds, I've sown seeds in January indoors and then planted out in March. I've also sown outside in March with reasonable results. These plants are very easy to grow. They need a rich, free-draining soil, keeping the soil moist with only really needing water in dry periods. Also keeping them weed-free, taking care not to break any leaves when weeding. Shallots can be harvested in July or August when the leaves start to turn yellow. I lift the clumps carefully with a fork and remove as much soil as possible. I then place the shallots to dry in the potting shed on my racks or in a net to hang. I find that shallots store well and in many ways better than onions. In fact, I've had Bob Flowerdew say he's kept them for 18 months. If you don't know who Bob Flowerdew is, well, he's a celebrity gardener, commonly on Gardener's Question Time. The main problem I've had with shallots are being pulled by birds, as mentioned earlier. Just keep an eye on them. I will put pot nets up, and that'll be it. Small shallots are generally due to poor ground conditions, so it could be poor soil or too cold maybe, too wet or dry, but mostly due to weeds growing. Shallots really don't like competition. My preferred varieties to grow are Golden Gourmet, a large gold, good quality golden brown bulb that is a good keeper and has a good flavour. This variety is very easy to get hold of. Another I like is called Longar, an excellent elongated banana type variety with copper coloured skins and pink flesh. Very easy to peel and slice with great tasting sweet flavour. A variety I like to grow from seed is called Simeon, the pink banana shallot. This torpedo shaped variety has mild sweet flesh that forms in tender rose coloured rings. It is truly versatile in the kitchen and I love to use this on a skewer on a barbecue. Okay, so that's it for this week and my talk on shallots. I'm still deciding which vegetable to discuss next week, so if you have any ideas, let me know. If you have any tips, then share them in the comments section below or on the website, I should say, theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. But anyway, take care and I shall speak to you all again next week.